This afternoon, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said the words of former Defense Secretary James Mattis were true, honest, necessary, and overdue.
Mattis shocked Washington yesterday with a scathing criticism of President Trump. He said he was angry and appalled at how the government is handling the nationwide demonstrations against racial injustice and police brutality. He called the decision to clear peaceful protesters from outside the White House this week an abuse of executive authority. Let's bring in Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh. He's a senior research associate at MIT Security Studies Program. Hi, Jim.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And to remind people, Mattis is a Marine general who resigned as Secretary of Defense in December. He made comments in a statement to The Atlantic saying Trump is, quote, the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try. How significant are these statements coming from a very respected former military leader?
Yes, I've met with Mattis. I met with him when he was head of CENTCOM. Later, he became Secretary of Defense. I think they're significant, one, because in the main, military officials try to refrain from criticizing the president. Certainly, as people who are not retired try to avoid that, and even the retired military officers strive to do that. And in this case, we have Mattis making a statement, we have others who have made statements, and more tellingly, we've had statements from people in the military, acting commanders, who have issued official statements basically expressing concern about the protests and about police brutality and those sorts of things. That's very unusual for them to be making statements on what are domestic issues. And I interpret both Mattis's statements, Mullen's statements, other people's statements, and these statements from active military as signaling, saying, hey, we're concerned about this. This might be moving in the wrong direction, and it makes them feel uncomfortable.
Well, that's the Mullen. So you're talking about former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen, who made some statements against what the president is doing. We also have heard from retired General John Allen, the former commander of American forces in Afghanistan, who wrote a scathing op-ed against President Trump in foreign policy. And then in terms of the current military leaders, are you referring to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who said, we must reject any thinking of our cities as a battle space that our uniformed military is called upon to dominate, that angered President Trump, and then Esper had to reverse the decision to send home the troops from D.C.?
Yeah, so I was not talking about Esper. I'm talking about people who are actually military officers. Esper is a civilian serving in a civilian role as Secretary of Defense. I'm talking about active members of the military in the officer corps who have issued statements about the unrest and about police brutality. You asked me before, did these things, you know, were these significant statements, did they make a difference? The fact that Esper changed his tune is evidence to me that they did make a difference, that he felt compelled under criticism to change his view. And then he changed it back after reportedly President Trump blew up at him and yelled at him. He changed again. So we have a real lack of leadership in the Department of Defense at the head there, a person who keeps shifting back and forth. But it's clear that the military itself feels very uncomfortable. Mattis is probably channeling some inside the Pentagon, and then obviously others in the Pentagon itself are also expressing concern.
Well, and a lot of the concern is just about the idea of using the U.S. military against American citizens in America. We've heard now that among the troops deployed in Washington, D.C. have been armed forces with no identifying insignia who refuse to identify themselves to protesters and reporters. This week, the Attorney General, William Barr, directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons to deploy riot teams in D.C. What do you make of that?
Well, that seems like a workaround. So there's sensitivity about using members of the military for domestic policing. That should never happen. The members of the military are trained to fight wars and to kill enemies abroad. They're not trained in policing domestic protests. So there's a real line there. Let me also say that it's important to remember that some 40% of the military is made up of African Americans who may have views about this particular topic and may feel uncomfortable being put in a domestic policing role. As for the Bureau of Prisons, that might be a way for Barr to sort of try to marshal some people and please the president. But I wonder about the wisdom of that. We are currently in a federal prison lockdown that had started over COVID and now has been extended. And so to deploy resources from the from the Bureau of Prisons at a time when the prisons are in lockdown may right. be unwise.
That is Jim Walsh, here now, security analyst. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.